Hello and thanks once again for taking the time to download a podcast extra from CelticUnderground.net. The main podcast will be uploaded very, very shortly. However, it would be remiss of us to not have something very briefly at least covering the major talking point of Scottish football this week. As you are aware, the big tax case ruling in the Supreme Court was that the HMRC victory over Rangers was upheld and Rangers paid people without paying taxation. Now, I've seen a lot of debate and correspondence and dialogue on social media, certainly, from Rangers fans who are trying to find a route of denial out of the cheating process. Let's just be clear about this. Judges and these types of things do not tend to go on and say they cheated, this was wrong. The reality is quite simple. EBTs in themselves were not per se illegal. Many companies have done them, although it is also interesting to note that HMRC, when you're looking to do a tax system which might minimise your tax, do not send your letter saying, yes, that is a legal way to do it. What happens is HMRC tell you, no, that is not a legal way to do it, or they don't tell you anything. And the consequences can be that you can have a system which is operating for some time that HMRC don't dispute, and then umpty-dumpty years down the line, HMRC can turn around and say, do you know what? We think that shouldn't have been allowed after all, and pays all the tax back. So that can happen. EBTs are a tax system which is discretionary. A payment system which is discretionary to pay people an amount of money. And many companies operate EBTs and as to date have not had HMRC do anything. The issue that HMRC claimed about Rangers was that by having the side letters, which Rangers hid from the governing body of Scottish football and initially tried to hide from the tax authorities at HMRC, by having side letters, it turned discretionary loan payments into part of a remuneration package. And as we all know, you have to pay tax on remuneration. Therefore, Rangers were done. And so, Rangers were done because they tried to evade paying the taxes. Tax evasion, i.e. making payments without paying the necessary tax, evading tax, is illegal. Rangers cheated. The tax evasion that they accumulated was on £48 million of payments. So we have the £2.8 million wee tax case and the £48 million tax evasion, or the big tax case, plus fines, plus penalties, and we're up at the £100 million that the BDO have already stated. So it's then on to what happens next. So I was asked to go on to Good Morning Scotland, and I debated the point briefly in a 10-minute discussion with Graeme Spears, and so I've downloaded that, and it is here for your delight.
So after a decade of uncertainty, the big tax case is finally settled. Rangers have lost their long-running legal battle with HM Revenue and Customs. The UK Supreme Court confirmed that loans of over £47 million made through the so-called employee benefit trusts were actually earnings and should be taxed.
The judgment has sparked calls for action from the football authorities. But that's nothing new. Speaking back in 2015, the former Celtic player Darren O'Dea said that Ibrox club should be stripped of the honours they'd won during that period if they were found guilty of breaking the rules.
As a club, the people that were in the wrong, I fully think that if found guilty that they should be stripped of the medals. Truthfully, I wouldn't want the medals. They wouldn't really mean anything to me, but it's not really what I want, what Celtic players want. It's what's right for football and what's right in sport in general.
Well, that view wasn't universally shared. Speaking on BBC Radio Scotland's Sports Sound programme at the time, the former Rangers midfielder Stuart McCall found himself singing from the same hymn sheet as his Celtic counterpart Paul Lambert.
I disagree with Dan to an extent. I think if you're a footballer and you won any title, you deserve that title. I mean, Stuart played in a great Rangers team that we played against, and I wouldn't go as far to say that I think that's harsh on the footballer himself. Football club, okay, had done major wrong things there, but the footballers themselves don't deserve to be punished for that.
Can you understand, Stuart, why supporters of other clubs are calling for retrospective action?
Yeah, I know. Fans are like, it's totally different to footballers when you're actually playing in an environment against your competitor. I had great respect for Paul. He probably didn't respect me that much. Right? Not where he used to boot me about, but you do. You have it's mutual respect, and you. Darren's the first one I've heard come out and say this. Speaking to Chris Sutton the other week, Martin O'Neill's come out. Everyone, I think you've done the BBC did a poll or spoke to a lot of players at that era, and they all said it's what happens on the football park.
Morning, Gary.
Brian, what would you like to see happen as a result of this court ruling?
Well, I think there needs to be a full inquiry into the SFA and the footballing authorities' behaviour over this period since Rangers went into liquidation. I think possibly the positions of Neil Doncaster and Stuart Regan are untenable in their behaviour during this. And absolutely, I think Rangers should be stripped of the titles that they won during that cheating period.
Well, Graeme Spears, we'll come on to the titles in a second, but as far as the wider ramifications for Scottish football are concerned, do you agree with Brian Gilmore?
Well, the title stripping is a separate item, as you mentioned, Gary, but I think football has not handled the scenario very well. Stuart Regan in the SFA and Neil Doncaster at the SPL, as it was, were caught up in a firestorm. They didn't know how to react to a club going into liquidation. They didn't really know how to react with the allegations of wrongdoing that went on, which have now been proved in the Supreme Court. So I think it was just new terrain for the SFA, and certainly the pressure on Stuart Regan and Neil Doncaster has been very severe. They've not come out of it very well at all.
Well, let me just tell you what the Scottish FA is saying as regards some of the points that you're making, Brian. They say that they've employed senior counsel and they asked them if there was an announcement or determination in favour of HMRC, if that could imply there'd been a breach of the Scottish FA's disciplinary rules as they applied at the time of these EBT payments. They say the clear opinion of senior counsel is that there's a very limited chance of the Scottish FA succeeding in relation to any complaint regarding this matter, and even if successful, any sanctions available to a judicial panel would also be limited in their scope. They seem to be suggesting, Brian, that you wouldn't get very far with your calls for change.
These are the same football authorities who, when Rangers went bust, wanted to have the new Rangers parachuted straight into the top flight of Scottish football, and eventually that didn't happen. Part of the reason for this is the terms of reference that the Scottish Football Authority set out for the Lord Nimmo Smith inquiry, which previously looked into the EBTs, which were strange in some of the remit with regards to side contracts, which was the very aspect that made EBTs remuneration and not a loan. And also they set out that they agreed prior to the Lord Nimmo Smith inquiry commencing that they would have no right of appeal, even though the whole premise of the Lord Nimmo Smith inquiry was that EBTs were legal.
If you start stripping individual players of their honours, is that fair, given, as we heard there from those former players, that they believe those who took part in these matches did so fairly and squarely?
If I am a football owner and I employ a £5,000 a year player, a £5,000 a week footballer, and I give him drugs and he performs at the standard of a £15,000 a week footballer, that everybody can see that's patently unfair. And that's effectively what Rangers did. They had the wherewithal to pay for, in that example, £5,000 a week player, but employ 10 and £15,000 a week player. That's unfair to every other footballer who was participating at the same time. It's also unfair to the supporters of the 41 other clubs in Scottish football who believe that they were participating and watching their teams participate on a level playing field, and patently they weren't.
Okay,
one football team used the tax system illegally in order to boost their performance.
Well, let me bring Graeme Spears back in on this. So, given the judgment, should honours be stripped?
Well, I agree with a lot of what Brian has said. I mean, what Rangers did was very wrong. It was very unethical. It was grossly unfair on other clubs, other supporters in Scotland. I see the Lance Armstrong principle of stripping titles. I understand that. The reason why I don't have great energy for it. I just think, the original Rangers FC was dissolved because of this. The old Rangers FC was liquidated. The club suffered the ultimate punishment, the ultimate calamity of dissolution. So there's something within me that just said, you know what, wrongdoing was done, it was unethical, 5 Supreme Court judges have made that judgment, but the old Rangers suffered the ultimate fate over it. Where do we go with this in terms of title stripping?
Brian, ultimately, you need to stop kicking them.
Well, the Rangers going bust was a consequence of financial mismanagement by particularly David Murray and people who strangely have been allowed to waltz back into Scottish football, and that was admitted in the Craig White trial.
But given if you want to go down, would stripping them of the honours make any difference?
Well, you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't say, Rangers were punished, they went bust, but hey ho, well, they're going to keep all their records and all their trophies. It's either a new club and the next title that they win, whenever that is in the future, is title number one, or you lay hold to your titles and you accept that 14 trophies were gained illicitly through fraudulently presenting documents to the Scottish FA and cheating the UK taxpayer.
Okay, well, gentlemen, I'm sure this discussion will continue.